You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, God damn it!
Get the point good.
And now...
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody, and guess what? It is a Freaker Friday here in Grammyland, and I think it is where you are as well. You're listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, channel 10. Also on the RLM Spreaker channel, the RLM TuneIn radio station, the RLM Internet radio station, the RLM Radio.xyz site, and there's also radio links on RealLiberty.org and Freedom's Network. So, FreedomsNetwork.com, to be precise, and probably several other places, and later to be on the RLM YouTube, RLM BitChute, and iTunes and iHeart. Is that correct, Amundo? iTunes and iHeart? iTunes? My heart. Makes me think of a certain legume. Moving along. It is a Freaker Friday, and man, I have got so many links opened up across top of my browser, and I'm going to have to pick one. Only one. Only one. But before I do that, I got to say hey to a bunch of people. And guess what? I got some new followers over here on Twitter. I'm getting a whole bunch of new followers, as a matter of fact. And that's pretty cool. I think. I hope. I hope it's not a bad thing. I hope it's a very good thing. But over here, thank you, Barman and Grimmy and Vinny, for tweeting out that I am live and in person right now. Also, hi to Patriot Research and Resilient Ways. And let's see, who else? Oh, and thank you, Gary L. and Frumpy as well, for letting everybody know. The crazy woman's coming on. Oh, and hi, Odin Wild Hunt. While I'm saying hey there, hi there, ho there to everybody over here on Twitter. It's official. Let me refresh. I have 929 stalkers. I mean followers. Boo-yah. Thanks, Vinny. I see you over here on Twitter. Excuse me. Over here on, where am I going to next? Crazy! Over here on Minds, thank you, Barman. I'm sure you let everybody know. I was going to go and check it out and remind it, but squirrel! I ran across this. There's no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. That was Ayn Rand. And you know what? When it comes to a certain HC person, you know, the evil biatch. Yeah, murder and suicide are basically the same thing. It's called Arkanside. Be careful, because, you know, CDC likes patenting vaccines so that they can get in on the action as well. And, you know, as soon as they patent a vaccine, that it's going to go on the mandatory list. But I hear it's in the works that they're going to come up with a vaccine for Arkanside. Unfortunately, it's dispensed with a shot. You don't want to go there. No, you don't want to go there. Okay, let's see. Where else do I want to go? I've been to Minds, been to Twitter. Freedom's Network, that wonderful effing site. Thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in person. I also see that Vinny RLM Radio was on for a while, as well as Bob Renner and the lovely Miss Estrella, who has always given us the what for and then some. Over here on In the Matrix. Hi, Seamount Mermaid. Thank you, sweetheart. Secret Archon Control Grid. Oh, sweet. I'm going to have to check that out. Definitely going to have to check that out. Over here on Fakiebook, hi to all the family, and thank you for the invite, Clown Town. I like this page. I really do. I like the profile pic, number one. It's just creepy, which reminds me of politics. But one of the things that I saw here that I thought was really very relevant, very eye-opening, is a little boy wanted $100 badly and prayed for 2 weeks, but nothing happened. Then he decided to write a letter to the Lord requesting the $100. Well, when the postal authorities received the letter addressed to Lord, USA, they decided to send it to the president. And the president was so impressed, touched, and amused that he instructed his secretary to send the little boy a $5 bill. As this would appear to be a lot of money to a little boy. This must have been written years ago. In any case, the little boy was delighted with the $5 and sat down to write a thank you note to the Lord. And it said, Dear Lord, thank you very much for sending me the money. However, I noticed that for some reason you had to send it through Washington, D.C., and as usual, those jerks took $95 of it. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Yeah, that is Clown Town over here on Fakebook. He has another one. If we could empty America's jails and prisons of pot smokers, there'd be plenty of room to start jailing real criminals like bankers and politicians. Ain't that the truth? How about over here on realliberty.org? I see Rob Works and Grimner and Vinny and Bob Renner are over here. They're busy, busy bees. And thank you, Grim, for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in poison. Now, to go to that place where you need to be if you want to give me some static. If you're listening in on Spreaker or any of the other sites that I rambled through so quickly at the beginning, come on over to realliberty.media.com. Think of a nickname, join the chat, give me some static, and I'll give it back. And probably so will the rest of the chatters as well. So, over here on the RLM, right up top, we got Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world. How do I know this? Because I said so, and in my whole wide world, he is. Closely followed by Grimner, who is the RLM God, don't you know, with a capital G-A-W-D. We also got the lovely Miss Moose Goyle is here, and hopefully this evening we will have Grim and Moose for the Freakers Ball. If not, it will probably be Balls to the Wall, but I'm hoping it's a Freakers Ball. Good time to be had by all. I also see Backward Bracket DC is here, as well as Anti with that underscore tail going on. Asmo is here, the Asmodeus Asmo. Booyah! I also see some Chalcedony in the chat, as well as Free Enslaved. Hey, Free, how's things going in your world? I'm here, kind of, sort of, physically, mentally. That's still up for debate. I see IB Don C is also here, as well as Java 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 Doctor 2. And looky there, we got a Pondergander going on. Vinny, were you on earlier today? I'm so busy getting prepared for the Grands to invade my home for a weekend that I just really didn't listen to much of anything because I was downstairs and wouldn't be able to hear it anyway. I also see the lovely Miss Kate is here. Hi, Kate. How you doing, hon? And Rob Wikes. Rob, did you fire up the bubbler and I just missed it? I got stoned. Yes, did. Yes, did. Thank you, Rob. Booyah. You the bomb. Okay. Who else is here? Romes is here. Hey, Romes, how you doing? I also see Vanna White, the letter turner of the RLM channel. She's the lovely bot that lets us all know what the link description is. And sometimes she says, error, error. Oh, well, Grim, I guess. Great minds. I also see Vinny is here. Vinny is the man of many faces, and he's everywhere. He's everywhere. That's why he has so many faces, because he's got a bop from one place to another. Weather Dork is also here. Hey, Weather Dork, I have not checked in with you today because I don't want to know. I know. I just plain don't want to know. Beetle is here. Hi, Beetle. Once again, thank you for my awesome intro. Oh no, that's Phantom. Excuse me, it's Beetle. Beetle, Beetle, Beetle. No, you was not Pondergander. Okay, we got Phantom and Beetle. Phantom did my wonderful intro. Beetle is just plain Beetle with Pippi. He's always got Pippi for a sidekick. The lovely Miss Cycles is logged in. Hey, Cycles, how's things in Denmark? Cyborg Noodle, and seeing as how it is a Friday, our Pastafarian holiday, may you be touched by his noodly goodness. I also see Dan Tennessee is here. Hey, Dan, how's things in the great state of Tennessee? Flash, somebody is also here, and Flash will be on tomorrow at noon Eastern time for the Dork Table, so yeah. Got all kind of crazy people here. Frumpt just joined us. Hi, Frumpt. Are you having issues? And Frump 1? We got Frumpt and Frump 1. That's like Thing 2 and Thing 1. Thing 2 and Thing 1. They can do anything under the sun. Be afraid. Be very afraid. I also see we got a Frumpy here, too. It's the invasion of the Frumps. Well, you know, I'm not going to argue about that because I'm wearing somewhat stylish yet frumpy clothes as well. I also see Gromit is here, as well as Hagrid. Hagrid, are you horrible? Every time I see that, it's Hagrid the Horrible that comes to my mind, and one of my favorite comics. I also see JJ's, 99 JJ's. Ooh, Rob is adjusting the fields. Is that anything like adjusting the volume? I also see we got some Kiss going on in the chitty chat, as well as some Prince. Not as in a Prince Charming, but Prince as in when you print things. You know those wonderful little squiggles that you put on paper, and all of a sudden somebody says it's a law because they have special paper and special ink. Apparently, and they're very special people. I think they need to wear helmets to protect themselves. I also see some Pompa Pompa Pond sauces also here, as well as Sock Puppet. Hi, Sock. How you doing? And to round out the crew, the one, the only, the bot that makes absolutely no sense, I think he's running for president, Smutaz. Oh, you're drinking and watching baseball? I haven't watched professional sports in, like, forever. Seriously. I just don't care anymore. To me, it's just entirely too much, like, gladiator stuff. You know? The Romans had the Roman games and stuff, and the gladiators. I know, Hagrid. That's right. Hagrid! Oh, Hagrid! Thank you, Grim, for correcting me. See, dyslexia is a problem. Although it's not necessarily dyslexia. It's I read what I think I see. Not necessarily what's really there. So, yeah, not Hagar the Horrible. It's Hagrid. Hagrid from Harry Potter fame. Okay, mucho better. I do like Hagrid. Hagrid was way cool. He was one of my favorite Harry Potter characters. Actually. Okay, where was I at besides just totally fee-buttled and screwing up names? I'm really good at that, by the way, which is why most people are just hun or sweetie or darling. Because I have a tendency. It's not that I don't love you. It's just I have short circuits. So, tonight, I'm trying to decide where I want to go. What do I wish to rant on about? Do I want to ramble on about the LGBTQ and plus publicly executing the B for implying that there's only two genders? Do I really want to give them the attention? I think that's as much attention as they deserve. Pretty much. Or Friday Humor, a new outrage essential oil that helps you stay in a constant state of anger from Zero Hedge. Or I could go what Chernobyl and vaccine industry have in common. They're both poisoning us. Big Pharma is poison for profit. Or we could go to the Crown Act, because California doesn't have anything better to do. They have now banned discrimination against people with natural hair. Now, does that mean that the drapes match the rug, or does that mean I don't want to know? I don't want to I don't care, but I just had to put it out there. Or how about this one? A 10-year-old in Canton was charged with assault from playing dodgeball. Apparently, you know, if you hit someone in the face, that's now, you know, assault charges. Although, you know, I know a lot of people that used to duck, and so they'd get hammered in the face. It's like, duh. You do not duck in dodgeball, okay? Rule number one, you may turn, you may jump, you may step aside, but when you duck, you're just opening yourself up for a face plant. That's all there is to it. You know what? Seeing as how I'm an essential oil kind of gal, I'm going to go with Zero Hedge tonight. I just am. So, this is... Oh, and it's via Babylon Bee. So, do I need to finish... Oh, okay. I guess the whole thing is here. Thank you, Babylon Bee. Now, that's two links I have from Babylon Bee. I'm going to have to make that one of my new favorite pages, I think. So... The new essential oil blend will help you stay really mad about everything. In other words, have a perpetual case of butthurt. Do you have chap cheeks? This is the oil for you. It's dubbed Outrage, and it's a specialized blend containing authentic extract of coffee beans, sweat from Antifa protesters, liberal tears, and a hair plucked from the eyebrows of Alyssa Milano. I know... I can tell you right now. Apparently, other varieties have essence of scorpions, ferret rabies, vinegar, and organic lacrosse extract. Ugh. It is not sounding like it's a pleasant aroma. Now, are you finding it difficult to read the day's news and get really worked up about it day after day, said a representative for the company? Then it's time for you to take a whiff of Outrage. I don't know. This is sounding an awful lot like, you know, one of those... You ever had... I'm sure you have. I know I've spoken about it before. You take a bite of something and you go, oh, man, that's nasty. Here, you try a bite. Or you take a sip of a drink and do the same thing. Or you smell something and you go, oh, dude, seriously, something crawl inside of something and die? Smell this. I'm thinking that's what this is going to smell like. Yeah, it's our patented scent that will cause you to find something to be upset about in our mundane news story or interaction with normal humans. Now, the rep recommended putting a few drops in your essential oil diffuser or adding one drop to your morning kombucha. No, you can recommend all you want. Apparently, side effects of Outrage include tweeting to your 123 followers about just how mad you are, arguing about stuff that doesn't matter on Facebook, and cutting off your relationships with your friends and family who disagree with you. Outrage manufacturers claim this is a feature of the product, not a bug. However, and that is if you find yourself burning bridges with everyone you know as you rage about events that no one will remember in a few days, the product is working exactly as intended. You know what else is working exactly as intended? The monetary system. Exactly as intended. The school system. Exactly as intended. The banking system. Exactly as intended. The political system. Exactly as intended. You may think those systems are broken. Sorry. You just don't understand. They were designed to be that way. Now, Outrage has been endorsed by political pundits on both the left and the right, garnering rave reviews for its enraging properties. And upcoming scents include existential dread, imposter syndrome, and screaming at the sky. I think I will pass. This too, I will pass. Thank you ever so much, Rob Works, for that wonderful link that let me know that, dude, seriously, That's some nasty stuff there. Very nasty stuff. Now, I know, Weather Dork, that he linked that 2 hours and some odd. I know. But I had to do it again anyway. Why? Because. Now, seeing as how it is Friday, and people get up to some freakish stuff, I think I am going to get to this one from WXYZ.com, just so you can get the full gist of this. A Canton 10-year-old charged with assault following a schoolyard injury. Who is it that got injured? Well, let's wait and see, shall we? Kamishi Lindsay was shocked when she got a call from Wayne County Juvenile Court on Wednesday. It was about her 10-year-old son, Bryce. The soon-to-be fifth grader is charged with aggravated assault following a schoolyard game gone wrong. Now, these kids are basically playing a game we have all played, Lindsay told the Action News team. And according to the police report, another student was struck in the face with a ball. That student's mother asked that we not use her or her son's name, but told Action News, that he has a medical condition that makes head injuries especially dangerous. Then why were you allowing him to play dodgeball, honey? Or is this just a medical condition from the wonderful medical system that creates repeat customers? Apparently, the police report filed after the incident stated that Lindsay intentionally threw the ball at the boy's face. He sustained facial issue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose. Now, medical records showed that the then fourth grader also suffered a concussion. Really? I couldn't believe it, said Lindley regarding the charge. Her son was also suspended from school for one day, and she feels it should have ended there. This is a kid that was playing on the playground with his friends, she said. I tried not to let it get to this point, the other boy's mother told 7 Action News. She said her son had been targeted before and that she reported it to the school in mid-April prior to the April 29th incident. My son was hit twice in the face with a ball previously due to this, and the child apologized to my son, and my son said, Mom, it's okay, we're still going to be friends. But apparently on April 29th, that was the last straw. And that she was worried for her kid's safety. Okay, send a note to school telling them whoever the playground monitor is, your son is not allowed to play dodgeball. And if he does want to play dodgeball, tell him to stop ducking. He's supposed to turn or jump or step to the side. Don't duck. Jeez. I'm a dodgeball aficionado, by the way, and I know how to keep from getting hit in the face because I don't duck. So there. Now, it goes on to say that I'm unaware of any of those situations, Lindley said, and I'm sorry that her child got hurt. I'd be sorry for any child that got hurt, which I would be as well. She only wishes problems like this could be solved in the classroom, not the courtroom, which I agree. Lindley said neither she nor her son knew of the other student's medical condition and feels that he shouldn't have been playing a game like that in the first place. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, wait a minute. Some may call that common sense, but obviously it's not so common anymore. This case will go before a judge in juvenile court August 1st, which was yesterday, for a pretrial conference. And Lindley has created a fundraiser to help pay for her son's legal fees, which she says are around $4,000. $4,000 for playing dodgeball. Have you ever thrown one of those balls? Seriously. Yes, aiming can be done, but it is not necessarily like a laser scope kind of aiming. Okay? That's number one. Number two, don't duck. Number three, if your child has an issue like this, They are not allowed to play such games. That would be like letting your child play football, and then when they get tackled, then you file assault charges on the other team that tackled him because he has head injuries or whatever. I know of children that have been drastically injured playing football, doing wrestling, all kinds of school sports. But you know what? You don't file charges unless you know that it was intentional. And it was intended to cause grievous harm. You know, the world needs a collective sluggy. Well, it needs that too. Snuggy. It just needs, and we need to find some big girl panties and some big boy tidy whities for everyone. Even if we have to fit everyone into a pair and just jerk them up and say, come on, deal with it. What was that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did too, Rob Works. Lots of games of dodgeball and lots of games of Red Rover. And you know, if it was considered a badge of honor when you played Red Rover and you went hell-bent for election and you plowed into those arms and you broke their grasp with each other's hands and you skinned your knees, that was a badge of honor, by golly. Nowadays, you would be charged with assault. See, the world has just gone freaking nuts. Nuts. Okay. I'm going to share this again. I think I'm going to get the wonderful little weather dork letting me know. Oh, no. Okay. Never mind. So, you know, if we're going to have, Snuggies for Dummies. Thanks for that information, Rob Works. I truly do appreciate it. Moving along. Do I want to go? No, I'm not going to go. I'm not. I think I'm going to go to this Natural News one that Flasharoonie Dork sent me quite a while back, and I'm finally getting to it. I have another one that I have up in my tabs, but I'm going to save that for Wednesday because it's a timely kind of thing. So I'm gonna save it for Wednesday. But from naturalnews.com, what Chernobyl and the vaccine industry have in common. It's the mass poisoning of humanity by complicit, dishonest governments. Imagine that. Now, the Chernobyl nuclear accident of 1986 bathed much of Europe in toxic, deadly radioactive isotopes, yet the Soviet government covered it up, at first claiming no accident had taken place at all, even after the government was fully informed of the horrifying scope of the disaster. They covered it up, and ultimately condemned potentially millions of people to an early death. The United States government is doing exactly the same thing when it comes to vaccines. Toxic vaccines, made with neurologically damaging ingredients like aluminum and mercury and squalene, whatever, MSG and formaldehyde, and they are causing widespread injury to the children once again. Just another perverted way, topsy-turvy way of looking at for the children. There's always more than one meaning, and you always have to look at whatever you are being told by politicians and the corporate lame-ass propaganda system. Thank you, Grimm, for that. The MSM. You always have to look for the alternative. Not necessarily alternative, but the inverted meaning of what they're trying to explain to you. Because they will put that information out there, but the explanation is always the exact opposite of what it's really doing. Now, to carry on with this, even according to official government statistics, it's causing widespread injury to children. As autism rates skyrocket and children are sometimes paralyzed, hospitalized, and even killed by vaccines, the U.S. government covers it up like the Soviet government did with Chernobyl. Even as citizens are maimed and killed, the government buries the truth. Why? Because it's our tax dollars at work, and they've got other places for that to go, don't you know? Like that, what was it, 16 million or billion that went to Baltimore? Where'd that money go? What about the black holes that everything falls into in the Pentagon? Where's all that money go? This effort is spearheaded by the CDC, which has become the vaccine deep state. Once again, the CDC probably owns a patent to a lot of these vaccines. Last I checked, which has been a while ago, I will admit, they had like 21 patents for vaccines. Even for the Ebola virus. And for the Zika virus, which is not really a virus, but they're calling it a virus so they can shove more poison into you. Oh, and it's also a big front for Big Pharma's malicious agenda to profit from human suffering by selling unsafe vaccines and pushing pro-vaccine propaganda everywhere. It is junk science. It is scientism. It is fantasy land, like Stephen King type of fantasy land. It's not pretty. And let me tell you, the reason Big Pharma keeps pushing this, because they have absolutely zero culpability. Your wonderful U.S. government saw to that. You now have to go to a government bureau, a government agency. Jump through some flaming hoops. Fill out all the paperwork in triplicate. We don't care about all those trees. And maybe, just maybe, if you fit the criteria that is so narrow that even a gnat's ass couldn't fit through it, you just might be considered for a hearing. But wait, it will take years. And either you or your child may die in the process. Because they don't care. To go on with this, the CDC that demanded all the tech giants ban every website, channel, or voice that questions the safety of vaccines, obediently Vimeo, MailChimp, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and Google all banned anti-vax content in unison, proving their criminal collusion and Chernobyl-scale crimes against humanity. Google is even developing plans to block all anti-vax websites at the browser level. You just go ahead and do that, Google, because I don't use you for a browser. I don't. I don't use you for a search engine either. Google is a dirty word. So, he's also got a video attached at the bottom of this that you may wish to pay attention to. Thank you ever so much, Flasharoony Dork, for that one. And you know, all of these things, I'll bet you if you look at the very bottom, it says that, you know, these are all copyrighted materials and yada, 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 which is basically another part of that monetary system that is so messed up that it even seems to think, oh, squalene, wow. Okay, it's a colorless, unsaturated, aliphatic hydrocarbon. Okay, it's found in human sebum and in the liver oil of sharks. Well, doesn't that just sound lovely? Okay, so, yeah, I'm sharing stuff like crazy. Ooh, Rob's starting a bottle rocket war. Sweet! Okay, where do I want to go next? I don't. I'm not going to go to that freaking LGBT, but I will go to Babylon B because I want to see what's latest over there. I mean, it's Freaker Friday. Let's get freaky, shall we? Let's see. Da da da. Nope, nope, nope. Da 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 da. Nope, nope, nope. Don't want to go there. Mario Lopez, why in the hell did you... Why did you apologize to those big wankers? Wankers and whiners. Oh, yes, this one I saw earlier. I want to go to this one. This is from Babylon B. Now, heads up, people. If you think this is real news, it's about as real as everything you're going to get off of MSNBC. How's that sound? It may even be more real. So, according to Babylon B, experts warn we only have 12 years left until they change the timeline on global warming once again. Yes, those climate experts have solemnly warned that we only have 12 years left until they change the dates on global warming again. I don't know that they're necessarily going to change the date, but I think they're going to tweak the paradigm again. Why? Because this one's getting a little bit old and tired. If we don't take action, then in 12 years we will have to explain why the world hasn't ended and come up with a new number, said one UN scientist. This is a very serious threat. We urge everyone to hand control of the economy to the government immediately before we have no more time left to change the timeline again. Please give all of the control to the government. If not to the government, give it to your religious leaders. Yes, that's another good place to put all that control, as if you haven't been morphed and molded and controlled by that since a very early age. Apparently, the scientific consensus is that roughly 10 to 12 years from now, the world will be flooded with new doomsday predictions. This can all be avoided if we overhaul the economy and become socialists, according to non-political, unbiased, science-y type guys. Yeah, science-y. That is a religion, by the way. Scientism. It's scarier than a lot of the other ones out there, actually. Should we not change our ways, our old predictions will melt, dangerously raising the chances of us having to move the goalposts again. Do we really want, or do you really want me to write another book, says Al Gore? Oh, God. Or film another movie? Please, no. Or go on another tour in my private jet just because you dingbats couldn't be bothered to alter your lifestyles? Because I'm special and I should be able to. You are just filthy breathers and breeders and doobie-doobie-doos. You do the dirty work. Yeah. 12 years. 12 years. Let's see, where will I be in 12 years? Older? Where will the Earth be in 12 years? More than likely still here, and yet, it may be tired of us by then. I hear there's lots of quaking and a shaking going on. Yes, I know, Weather Dork. Thank you ever so much for letting me know that Grimner posted that link 19 hours and 17 minutes ago. Egad. Egad. Well, I guess I'm just going to go over to the pig then. See what's going on PIGazette.com on this freakish Friday. So, history is the word of the day. You need to put another S in there, guys. This is the fourth definition. It's an event or sequences which repeat themselves periodically until the relevant lessons are learned and remembered. That's why this stuff happens every 100, 200 years, because people have a very short memory. And apparently, someone did a study not too long ago, our attention span is getting to where it's almost shorter than a goldfish. So, it's not going to have to be very often if we keep going the way we're going. In the quotable quotes section, everything faded into mist. The past was erased. The erasure was forgotten. The lie became truth. George Orwell, 1984. Okay. Now, seeing as how Hambo and Porcus both live in California, they have in their tasty tidbits stuff about California. So, let's check this out, shall we? See if that stupid hair thing is in there, too. California legislature year closed on Friday. So what did they accomplish during their high-pressure year in Sacramento? Well, here are some of the highlights. They passed cap-and-trade tax, which will increase gas 63 cents to 93 cents a gallon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They proposed an increase on a new tax every residents will pay for tap water, because you're not entitled to water, and Nestle is leasing the water rights from us for, what is it, $1 a year? A $3.46 billion park bond to pay for parks in disadvantaged communities. The debt service alone will be over $200 million a year. The good news is some money goes to help fix the Salton Sea, which should have always been a state responsibility. But, you know, we just can't keep track of our money because we've got so many things that we've created that we now need to fix. Oh, they have a law to release any lifer, murder, rape, child molestation, etc., who is 60 years old and has already spent 25 years in prison. Charles Manson would have qualified if he had just waited a few months more before dying. And the Menendez brothers that murdered their parents could be released in about 12 years. They also have a new $50 charge on all residents living in a mobile home park to address living condition enforcement in those parks. So what the hell does that mean? As if having to live in a mobile home park isn't bad enough? Yeah, now they're going to tax you for it? Thanks! Oh, it also requires Tesla to either unionize with the United Auto Workers Union or forfeit state incentives to buy their electric cars. Maybe political blackmail doesn't count as breaking any law. Unions are loving it, because watch out, solar companies. They may be coming after you next. Oh, and they reduce from a felony to a misdemeanor the purposeful intent to transmit the AIDS virus to an unknowing partner. Ah, intentionally infecting someone with a immunosuppressant disease is now a misdemeanor. I missed and I'm being meaner. I see how you assholios are. Also, one more, just for shits and giggles. They give preferential treatment to prisoners convicted of serious crimes that are less than 25 years old because their brains are not mature enough to understand right from wrong. Really? Seriously? My children, when they were 2, knew the difference between right and wrong. Are you guys... Well, no, that would be a rhetorical question, and I'm just not going there. So, this date in history, the 2nd of August, 1934, a slacker, William Francis, twirls Indian club overhead 17,280 times in an hour. Big whoop. And also this date in history, the 2nd of August, 1950, Lance Ito, the congenital moron who educated the O.J. case so ineptly, was born. Lady Justice is overcome with sense of impending doom. Yes, this and much more over here on PIGazette.com. What was this? The fate of American greatness is in your hands, Pigster. Ah! Keycat. Ouch. Ouch. Okay. Yeah, they're, why has American greatness fallen on hard times, and how do we restore it to its former glory? Ooh, you're going to have to roll back the clock quite a few years on that one, hun. Oh, well. Come on over to PIGazette.com. Say hey to Hambo and Porcus and tell them I sent you. And, yeah, they'll go lock themselves in the pig bunker with their brewskis and their pizza. Hide from us. Because it's like, oh, my lord. Is she... Oh, they're friends of hers. Okay. I have just a little bit of time left. So, where do I want to go? I have some stuff in my pocket. In my pocket. Do I want to go there? Nah. How about this one? 10 ways to protect yourself from NLP mind control. This is from ultraculture.org, and I'm just going to read you the 10 ways. I'm not going to give the whole descriptive whatever. And I'm scrolling. There we go. So, how can you make sure that nobody pulls horse shit on you? It's neuro-linguistic programming, by the way. That's what NLP stands for. So, be extremely wary of people copying your body language. Do you have a copyright on your body language? Apparently, you can copyright anything, because a copyright is nothing more than someone saying, I had some thoughts. And with those thoughts, I took some words. And I put them together in a specific way. And now they are special. Now they are magical. I need a special little symbol for them. And if you read those words, or if you reuse them in any way, you are violating my copyright. No, you're not. No, you're not. In any case, moving along. Number 2, move your eyes in random and unpredictable patterns. Really? Apparently it's freaking hilarious to do to troll NLPers. That would be kind of fun to do the whole Marty Feldman eyes thing. You know, someone that's trying to do a neuro-linguistic programming shit with you. Yeah, start to go all Marty Feldman eyes on them. That could be fun. That really could be. 3, do not let anybody touch you. What? I let my keycaps on my lap. Apparently this says it's pretty obvious and kind of goes without saying in general. But let's just say that you're having a conversation with somebody that you know is into neuro-linguistic programming, and you find yourself in a heightened emotional state. Maybe you start laughing really hard or getting really angry or something similar, and the person you're talking to touches you while you're in that state. Uh-oh. They've just anchored you in that process. Ah, I remember hearing something about that from the observation deck, which was really pretty. Oh, sweet. Okay. 4, be wary of vague language. In other words, don't listen to politicians. Don't listen to mainstream media people, because every damn one of them, when they say something, it can always be taken in multiple ways. And they're always very vague with their promises. 5, be wary of permissive language. Feel free to relax. You're welcome to test drive this car if you like. No, thank you. No, thank you. Be wary of gibberish. Uh-oh, that means I'm a neuro-linguistic programmer. That's quite funny, actually. Because there's lots of times I spout gibberish. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not. I know. Snuffles is very, very upset because Rascal is on my lap. Number 7, read between the lines. You must always, always, always read between the lines. Because like I said, there's always multiple meanings to everything. If you hear one thing, pause, ponder, consider the inverted meaning. Odds are, that's what's really going on. Number 8, watch your attention. Don't zone out. You know, even if they're really just droning on and on and on, because if you zone out, then their droning becomes a mantra that your subconscious pays attention to. Be careful of that. Don't agree to anything. That is very true. And I was listening to a Jeff Daughtry, not John. Yeah, I was listening to Jeff, the Christian whistleblower, earlier. And they were talking about, evil spirits and that kind of stuff. And you have to actually, you know, natural law, you have to actually invite them in. And they take your, I know, girlfriend, they take your silence as consent. So don't be silent and don't agree to anything. Just look at them and go, really? Moving along. Number 10, trust your intuition. If your gut is starting to give you that funky, not-so-feeling-good feeling, turn and walk away. There's lots more to this, but I'm just hitting the high points, mainly because I'm getting close to the end of my hour, and I still got to read the schedule, don't you know? I hear you, girlfriend. My God, if I can hear you, everybody else can hear you, too. You realize that. You're going on the radio, you goofy dog. She is a goofball. So, y'all been listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on this Freaker Friday evening. I probably won't be around much this weekend because I do have grandchildren coming out. Tomorrow is an anniversary, if you will. So, yeah, I will be playing with my grandkids most of the weekend. So, sorry, Grim. Sorry, Moose. I won't be staying up for the Freakers Ball. And sorry, Flasher. I won't be playing along on the dork table tomorrow. But I'm thinking after this weekend, I'm going to have a little bit of slacker time. Maybe. Possibly. Almost. Excuse me. I got a hairball. So, what is that? Okay. Who's got a winning lottery ticket? Oh, Ibi Don C's got clear blue skies. I had cloudy skies for a while today, and then they started clearing off, and then it got warm. And then I went, nuh-uh, I ain't playing outside anymore. Okay, so, go look at the schedule. Because, yes, later this evening, Freaker's Ball with Grimner and the lovely Moose Girl. Be warned, F-bombs will be dropped. Moosey's quite good at that. She is a trained professional. Don't try this at home unless you have a hairnet. Also, tomorrow at noon Eastern Time is the Dork Table here on the RLM Radio with Flasheroony Dork and possibly Vinny Dork, and I have no idea who else will be playing. Sunday, Grim's going to be jumping on the radio at noon Eastern Time and playing some blues for y'all. And there will be a rousing game of trivia going on in the RLM chat. Just saying. Directly following Grim at 3 p.m. Eastern Time is Hal Anthony, who's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on yo' ass behind the woodshed. Then Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Grimner is going to be hopping on the radio with some leftovers. That's kind of sort of what I was doing this evening. I was doing some links that I'd been, you know, I'd either seen today and thought, we'll go, or had held over for a later date. So, yeah, I kind of did the Grammy version of Leftovers, only not nearly as good as what Grimm does. And then I will be back. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. Flash Aruni Dork will be on at 2 a.m. Tuesday. That's 2 a.m. Eastern Time in USA for In a Poifect World. So, Flash is still, if you're up for it, if you're not, the podcast will be on RLM Radio. I will be back next week Wednesday for the Wackadoodle Wednesday edition of The Rocket Chair. But in the meantime, I wish you all an absolutely splendiferous weekend. Please stay hydrated. It is August. August is a very warm month, normally, at least up here in the north part of the world. Yeah, I know. I need to rest up. Hey, look, Smartass says his grandmother hated The Simpsons. I never really was much on The Simpsons either. I mean, every once in a while my kids would, but yeah. Dun dun dun. I'm reading the chat. Oh well. And you know what? I was talking a little bit about copyright stuff, and I just want to put this out there. I know I said that that's like monetizing people's thoughts, and you need to stop and think. None of us live in a vacuum. None of us. Every one of us. Every single one of us has been influenced by someone or multiple someones. And so if you are going to feel so proud of your stuff that you have to copyright it, then I suggest any kind of financial gains that you get from that, you disperse that to those that have influenced you in one way or another. If you don't feel that's right, if you don't feel that's fair, then stop trying to monetize thoughts. And plagiarize. You know, they say people are plagiarizing someone else's stuff. Maybe they're playing with your eyes. You ever stop and think about that? Maybe that should be the Mexican word of the day. Plagiarize. Oh, well. Y'all have an absolutely amazing rest of your evening and weekend. And please remember, I truly do love you all. And I wish you all enough. Good night.